Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
We are 354 days away from an election that will see Barack Obama out of here. 354 days, 17 hours, 53 minutes, and 44 seconds. Right now, less than a year before the next presidential election, and it can't get here fast enough. The world is watching, literally watching, the weakest, worst president ever in American history. This guy has blown past Jimmy Carter at breakneck speed. He is to the point now where all he's got left is to attack his political opponents in the United States when faced with and questioned about his own, I dare I say, shortcomings. The language that I would like to use, I can't. It would get me fired. But 354 days left. So, now, you know, we'll give you those countdowns from time to time and let you know, you know, maybe every few days where we're at relative to the next election. It's the dynamics. You know, a year in politics is a lifetime. It's a lifetime. A lot can happen between now and then. But what the world is witnessing today with Barack Obama is really a sad thing to see because it reflects on American power when the president of the United States is as delusional and weak as he is. Moving on over to the enemies of freedom in this country, the un-Americans, before we get running with this show today. Jennifer Cruz is back. Jennifer Cruz's DGUs. Come back to Armed American Radio, Daily Defense. Jennifer is on the line. We'll get to her in just a few minutes. She's going to stay with us for the hour. We've got a lot of defensive gun use, but those never happen. Yeah, they do happen, and we'll tell you about them here. That's what Jennifer writes about. It's how she makes her living, telling us about defensive gun uses. Jennifer Cruz's DG uses returns in just a few minutes. But first, I can't help but bring this information to you from the un-Americans. I get emails, as I hope you do too. Please head over and get on these email lists, Moms Demand Action, the Brady Campaign to Lie About Your Guns, the Trace, Bloomberg, you know, the Everytown for Gun Safety Liars, the Bloomberg Money Grubbers. Get over and get those emails. Please, you need to be informed. You need to see what the enemies of freedom are up to. And these emails, well, you know, you have to learn how to get past your gag reflex. Once you do, you become amazed at what you see. So let me put two and two together here for you and make five out of what I'm talking about here. The email that came out yesterday, this is their new thing. You know that unicorn fairy dust fart? Well, when the winds blow and whatever they tried yesterday doesn't work for them, the stench comes at you from another angle because they just try something different. So now they're coming after the terrorist watch list. Why? They're capitalizing on what happened in Paris, right? You know that mass shooting, they call it. A couple days ago, the New York Daily News devoted a front page story to a supposed loophole in federal law that allowed 2,000 suspected terrorists to buy guns since 2004. The Daily News headline read, over 2,000 suspects on terror watch list have legally bought firearms in the U.S. because gun nuts are blocking law that would end this madness. And the head story, the lead, is an AR-15 with an ISIS flag, and then underneath it in bold letters headlined, NRA's sick jihad. This is the diseased left. What they're referring to is the terrorist watch list, the no-fly list. The NRA absolutely opposes a no-fly list. Do you have any idea why the NRA opposes a no-fly list? Because the NRA is looking out for the rights of all American citizens. Do you know how you get put on a no-fly list? No, you don't. Do you know how you get taken off of it? Nope, you don't. Nor do thousands of other law-abiding citizens who have had their names put on that list with no reason and, more importantly, no due process. None. A simple Google search will bring this up if you choose to do so. Number one, oh, this is page two. Let me go back over to page one on a Google search. The ACLU has challenged the list on behalf of clients who think they're on, this is from The Atlantic, no-fly list? Question. Seven ways that you, yes, you, could end up on a terrorist list. This is from the Huffington Post. Let's read it. Seven ways that you, yes, you, could end up on a terrorist watch list. Number one, you could raise reasonable suspicion that you're involved in terrorism. Irrefutable evidence or concrete facts are not required. This is from the Huffington Post. Number two, you could post something on Facebook or Twitter that raises reasonable suspicion, but you'll never know what it was. Number three, or somebody else could just think you're a potential terrorist and say so somewhere. This is from the Huffington Post. Or you could just know someone terroristy, maybe. And if you're in a category number six, a category of people determined to be a threat, your threat status could be upgraded at the snap of someone's finger. Bureaucrats. Let's go back over to Google. Should they choose to do this? False match shows no fly list isn't perfect. CBS News. How you could end up on the U.S. no-fly list from the Daily Mail Online. After 7 years, exactly one person gets off the government no-fly list. From the Washington Post, June of 2014, why the no-fly list was declared unconstitutional. And from cracked.com on March 18th, how a comedy article got me placed on the no-fly list. From the sanfranciscogate.com, she got on the no-fly list because the FBI checked the wrong box. And on and on and on. So misleading you and lying to you about a terrorist watch list when a simple Google search will bring up for you the reasons why the National Rifle Association and including the ACLU fight against such a list, because you can be put on it arbitrarily at the whim of a bureaucrat. And we all know how the Obama administration politicizes anything it wants. Do you trust this Department of Justice, previously under Eric Withholder, or now under Attorney General Lynch? You've seen what the IRS has done to Obama's political enemies. No due process puts you on a list. So while the NRA fights injustice, the enemies of freedom use it to fearmonger to add to their mail list. Bob Owens at BearingArmsGot.com wrote a story about it. I found it yesterday about this very column from the New York Post, or from the New York Daily News, excuse me. There's a difference between the two. Yeah, he found himself on the list because of an article he wrote back in 2013. The un-Americans don't give a damn. They don't care that there's no due process. They don't care. It's been ruled unconstitutional. They don't care. And if the New York Daily News had a shred of honesty in any bone in its body over at that organization, a simple search. But you see, they know that. They don't care. Chalk them right up there with the rest of the un-Americans in the quote-unquote mainstream media. They don't care. Put the article out. Make it a headline, bash the National Rifle Association, and too many of you who are stupid have the seed planted and watered. NRA bad. NRA supports terrorists. Do you honestly believe that the National Rifle Association supports terrorism? Do you honestly believe that? That 5 million of your fellow Americans who want nothing more than to be left alone by the un-Americans to go about their lives and exercise their Second Amendment rights are terrorists? If you do, you're an idiot. You're incapable of connecting the dots. You're an idiot if this is the stuff you fall for. I don't know of any other way to put it. I know of no other way to put it. The New York Daily News. Let me read you the headline before we go to the break. No, you know what? Let's go to the next page of the Google search. Let's see what else we can find. Woman mistakenly placed on no-fly terror list. CBS News, unlikely terrorists on no-fly list. Court says FBI agents wrong, check mark. Put woman on no-fly list. Lawyer suing EasyJet after he was wrongly banned from flying. AOL Travel, EasyJet passenger mistakenly put on no-fly list. Cat Stevens in the dark over no-fly list, ABC News. And the New York Daily News just yesterday. Paris attack highlights threat NRA poses. You believe this stuff? You're an idiot. Get your head out of the sand, do your research, wake up, be an American, and know your rights. Don't be an idiot. I'll be back with Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I'm going to jump right in here. I've missed this segment while Jennifer Cruz has been tending to business. Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses returns to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right now. Jennifer, how you doing today? Welcome back.
I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks.
I'm doing good. You know, welcome back. Your family. Welcome home. It's good to have you here. The studios just weren't the same without you. I got to tell you, we miss those DGUs. I got a lot of email to that effect, too. Hey, you were listening to my first segment. Was I being too harsh? There are people that believe this stuff, Jennifer. You write about, you know, your head's in this game.
Yeah.
Am I wrong
by
calling people idiots for believing this garbage from the gun control jihadi? I just want to get your opinion before we go forward.
No, I don't think you're off at all. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you can learn a lot just by a simple Google search, you know, but a lot of people just don't want to take the time, I guess, you know, and they just believe whatever they hear, whatever's told them, you know. And yeah, I mean, I was thinking, I did an article, I think it's been a couple of years now, about a lady that the Homeland Security or somebody showed up at her house because she had done a search for a backpack, or she had searched for a pressure cooker, and her husband searched for a backpack on their home computer. And, you know, and she was like a journalist or something. I don't remember the details of it. But, you know, I mean, the kind of examples that you told, I mean, that kind of thing happens all the time, you know. But,
well, it's interesting to me because you've got two camps over here. You've got the un-Americans over here who couldn't care less about constitutional rights and protecting those rights. Yet those are the same people that scream about free speech and all this other garbage. They scream about the rights that they like, right? Kind of like the college kids now in Missouri, all about free speech, but get the media out of here. And God forbid that your costume offend me, as if we have a right not to be offended in America by someone else's free speech. This is, of course, just the double standard that the left is so good at, and it's why progressive liberalism is failing under Barack Obama. More, you know, that's a whole different topic. I don't want to go off on that. But let's move back over to this direction. There are two different camps. These people that just couldn't care less about your rights. And you got the National Rifle Association over here fighting for your rights. Hey, we don't want anybody's name on it because we know a gun-grabbing administration, as this administration is and has proven time after time after time, will put anybody on that list they want. No one knows how they got on it. No one knows how to get off of it. I think Ted Kennedy was on the list, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So it's completely arbitrary. Well, you know, is it arbitrary? Not if you've got a politicized Justice Department that says, I don't like that host of Armed American Radio. Put him on a no-fly list.
Uh-huh.
Check. How did I get on? I have no idea, sir. How do I get off? Oh, sir, I don't know.
All right.
Okay, this is what happens. And the National Rifle Association fights for the rights of people who have been put on that list. I'm not saying that there's not people on it who don't deserve to be on it. But there are many people on it who don't deserve to be on it. And those people deserve due process. So when you pull that search up and you've got CBS News, the Clinton Broadcasting System, when you've got CNN, the Huffington Post writing about the calamity that is this no-fly list, now you understand why. So please, please don't be that person. Don't be that idiot, that headline surfer that just reads that headline and says, oh, wow, the NRA supports terrorists. That's what they want you to think.
Right.
You're trying to demonize us as gun owners. So anyway, I go back to that. I digress.
And, you know, I think that's a lot of the problem, too, is a lot of people just like to read headlines and that's it.
What's the headline,
you know,
surfer?
So they don't, you know, even read the full story. I mean, not that that's the case with that, but, you know, I mean, just, I don't know. People just don't want to research.
I do know. I do know. That's why I call them headline surfers. That's exactly what they're doing. Listen, you control the media, you control the message, you control the message, you control the masses. That's propaganda, basic propaganda 101.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why the New York Daily News wrote the headline in the fashion they did. We've covered those headlines here on this program many, many times. All right, let's go over to the first one. I love these things. Back on the 12th, and you can read Jennifer's work at guns.com. Jennifer Cruz, DGUs, first one we'll cover today from guns.com. And Jennifer Cruz, six-time felon killed by 13-year-old during home invasion. Now, this did get national attention.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Yeah, this was in Ladson, South Carolina. This 13-year-old boy, he was home alone. I guess he homeschools and he's normally there with an adult during the day, but for some reason on that particular day, that adult wasn't there with him. He was home about 1:30 in the afternoon. A car pulled up and some shady figures got out, you know, and kind of called his attention to what was going on. Well, a little while later, they end up kicking in the door. So as they're kicking in the door, he goes and grabs his mother's handgun. They get in the door. Yeah. I guess it wasn't, you know, locked up with the ammo separate and that whole thing.
And it wasn't in pieces. He didn't have to assemble it, right?
Right. So anyway, they get in the house and there's an exchange of gunfire there, you know, in the house. And I guess as soon as they realize, you know, that the kid is armed or whatever, they take off though. They leave. One of them shows up at the emergency room a little while later. He had been shot, I believe, 3 times. He later died. When the police came in on the scene or whatever, they found a Colt 45 that belonged to one of the suspects. So the one died and the second, I believe is in custody now. The mother said, you know, that she keeps a gun there in the home for personal protection. And, she said that she, I kind of cringed when she said this, but, she said she never trained her son how to use the gun or anything, that, she just always told him, you know, if they were ever in trouble, just to call the police, but to do whatever they, you know, to do whatever they could to protect themselves or whatever. So, that's what he did.
All right. Let's get a couple takeaways from this. First one, the dead scumbag is Lamar Antoine Brown. He died, as you point out in your piece, after being – now, make this clear. This is how criminals treat each other. This is how the criminal element treats each other. Listen to this. Lamar Antoine Brown died after being dumped outside of the emergency room. Now, I want you to visualize a getaway car pulling up in front of the emergency room and the driver, criminal one, kicking his buddy out the door and taking off, because that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and that's basically what happens. I mean, you know, I'd say 8 out of 10 times that's what happens. You know, they're not, you know, walking them into the ER. They're dumping them on the sidewalk.
Well, I don't have any problem talking about dead criminals. None. In fact, Lamar Antoine Brown, have a nice trip. I hope it hurt. For what he did to this young boy. Now, I read some reports yesterday that they are desperately trying to get this young kid into some form of counseling.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember where it was I saw it, but apparently he knows he needs some help. He's been fairly devastated by the fact that he had to do what he had to do.
Right.
And he needs to get some counseling. Now, we're getting ready to take a break, but I'll leave it with this before we go on to the next one. Lamar Antoine Brown is gone. South Carolina is down one less scumbag. Chalk one up for the state and the free people and the law-abiding citizens of South Carolina. Thank God. This 13-year-old had the wherewithal to do what he did. He was smart enough to know that when he needed help, the cops were only 10 minutes or 2 minutes away. And he did what he had to do to protect himself, his life, and those around him. So hats off to him, and God bless that young kid. More with Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses when we come back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, it is. Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters talking with Jennifer Cruz. Jennifer Cruz's DGUs have returned to the Daily Defense Hour. It's great to have her here. Before we go back to her, very quickly, I want to point this out to you again. USCCA on air. The cut rate price on Tim Schmidt's book, Guns, Freedom, and the American Dream, the story of Tim Schmidt and the USCCA, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, is available for you at a great price, $22. It's a savings of $14.97 off of this hard copy book. Yours truly wrote a blurb for this book. Lieutenant Colonel Grossman wrote a blurb for this book. Kevin Michalowski wrote a little blurb for the book. And the foreword is by our good friend Sheriff David Clark. You know Sheriff David Clark. He gets up and tells the truth to every goofball, progressive, liberal, Democrat, socialist, un-American who will have him on the show. He does a great job. He wrote the foreword to Tim's book. It tells you an awful lot about the direction this book takes. So head over to usccaonair.com to get your copy. It's $22. It's $14.97 off the price. And you missed the promotion already where you got the Emmy Award-nominated DVD with it. But there will be more promotions. Tim has sold thousands of these books in the last 10 days that it's been up on the site. So go over and grab your copy. Let's go back to Jennifer Cruz's DGUs. Jennifer, before we go to the next story, another takeaway from this. Investigators combed the area around the boy's home. We're talking about the 13-year-old boy who killed Lamar Antoine Brown, who was trying to harm the little boy and his family and break into his home and got what he deserved, dead.
It says they discovered a Colt 45 pistol, which was believed to belong to the suspects. Does anybody really believe that Lamar Antoine Brown bought that gun legally, that it really belonged to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, he probably got it at a gun show.
Yeah, okay. Lamar Antoine Brown bought it at a gun show. Let me tell you, that came out of the iron pipeline about 13 years ago is more than likely what the left doesn't want you to know, because it's nothing but a lie. So anyway, we've got one dead. We've got the other one going to be doing significant amount of time, no doubt, probably life. That'll be a felony murder charge because he was involved. That will give him the murder. Usually that's a felony murder charge. I'm sure it is in South Carolina too. So good for him. And yeah, welcome to prison.
The guy that survived too, conviction of assault with intent to kill.
No. So, you mean this wasn't his first rodeo?
Yeah. They both have been around a bit. So
yeah, well, Antoine Brown was a 6-time convicted felon. Drug charges, unlawful carrying of a weapon, disorderly conduct and trespassing. Bennett, with the other cat, was previously convicted of assault with intent to kill, as you said, pointing a firearm at a person, and third-degree burglary, in addition to drug convictions that included possession of a controlled substance, manufacturing and distributing a controlled substance, and possession of marijuana. All of those things, Barack Obama says, are not violent crimes, and we should just let them go. Mm-hmm. Obama's America continues anyway. Let's go to the next story. I could have fun with that one all day long, but God bless that little boy, and I hope he gets the help he needs, all because of two multiple-time convicted felons. Absolutely disgusting. Young mother. These stories can really hit home when you look at the pictures of these people, because they're real people, just like you and me.
Yep.
Young mother shot during home invasion fires back at intruders. This is a 21-year-old. Now, you wrote about this back on the 10th. What happened here? She's 21 years old. Mother of two, okay. What happened?
This was in Charlotte, North Carolina. She was at home with her 4-month-old baby, just in the living room, minding her own business. There was a couple of knocks at the front door. She wasn't expecting anybody, so she just ignored it. Well, the knocks kept going on, and eventually they turned into two guys kicking in the door. When she realized what was happening, she immediately took the baby upstairs to get him to safety, put him down in a crib. While she was up there, she grabbed a gun, came back out, and while she was standing in the stairwell, there was an exchange of gunfire. She was shot, I believe 3 times it was. She fired back at the suspects, which they fled, but they weren't hit. But she went to the hospital. She's in serious condition. I mean, her family said she's a fighter, so they feel that she's going to get through it, but it's not going to be easy. 5 days after this happened, one of the guys turned himself in and claimed responsibility for the shooting. So he's in jail now, faces charges for attempted murder, felony breaking and entering. That's unusual for, a criminal to turn himself in, but he did. I'm glad he did.
Oh, what a nice guy. What a nice guy. Do we know why he did? Is there any indication? Have you been able to follow up at all as to why he did what he did?
No, I looked for some follow-up information. I didn't see anything. I don't know. The second suspect isn't in custody. I don't know if this guy's cooperating at all. I don't know. I don't know what prompted him to turn himself in. But he is in jail. So
she's a National Guard Reserve combat medic.
Uh-huh.
And it's important that we point out that she did. If we were talking to Rob Pincus, one of America's greatest trainers, and this discussion has been had here, I can't even tell you. I wish I had a dollar for every time we've had this discussion with listeners. She did everything apparently right at the time. She retreated back to and put her child into a safe room. I can promise you, Rob's not here to talk about this, but I can promise you that that is what he would recommend be done, to get that child to safety. In the process, retrieved a firearm. Now, I don't know how she got about from getting out of that room and at the top of the steps and getting into an exchange of gunfire with that. I don't know how that happened, so I don't want to comment on that. However, that part did happen. And she was, as you said, shot multiple times, 21 years old. The key here is the baby is fine. She protected the child. Mm-hmm. She did, I think, what any mother would do. And thank God she was armed and was able to send those scumbags fleeing. Lord knows what would have happened had they been able to get a hold of her had she not been armed.
Right.
Our thoughts are with her, and hopefully she pulls through this. And it looks like the indications from what you read here that is the case, and certainly we are pulling for her, no question about it. All right. Locked and loaded, ladies. So let's see. We got a number of these from you. Man shoots intruder who fatally stabbed teen next door. Locked and loaded, lady saves boyfriend from brutal beating. Bank robber runs into armed citizen after holdup. Let's go there. How about that one?
Which one?
Bank robber runs into armed citizen after holdup. This was written by you about 8 days ago on the 11th.
Okay.
An armed bank robbery in Julington Creek, Florida. Now, I came to where I am here from Florida, and I don't know where that is, but tell us about this one. What happened?
Yeah, this was this guy. Basically, he just walked into the bank. He was carrying a handgun, had a note, took it to the teller, demanded money. Typical bank robbery. Well, while this was going on and he was collecting his cash, there was a guy in the drive-thru window that was witnessing the whole thing. And he was actually the guy in the drive-thru window. He was I think, is a retired officer. He was in law enforcement somehow, but he was armed. So as the bank robber, walked out of the bank thinking he, just had his payday or whatever, the guy that was in the drive-thru followed him out, and he ended up chasing him down. Well, when the suspect reached for his gun that was in his waistband, the guy shot him. And he kept running for a while and ended up collapsing. I think last I looked, he's in serious condition, so I don't know if he'll pull through or not. There hadn't been any charges filed against the armed citizen at this time, but they did point out that he pursued the guy, he chased him. So I don't really know how the laws are like that, and I don't know how the laws are in Florida right off the top of my head. So,
yeah, he was a retired Jacksonville cop, which is Duval County. He was a sheriff's deputy up there, and I'm going to guess that's Duval County sheriff's deputy or sheriff's office. But we won't speculate too much on that. We know that there aren't any charges filed yet, and it is currently under investigation. Authorities say in this case that it's going to rely really on witness testimony. But it's interesting. It says this guy, when he was a cop, apparently had a history of citizens' complaints for improper actions, unbecoming conduct, and bias-based policing while working as an officer. So we'll follow this one. This will be a good one. We continue one more segment with Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime, but we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Oh, locked and loaded lady saves boyfriend from brutal beating. It's kind of an interesting headline, isn't it? Locked and loaded lady saves boyfriend from brutal beating. I wonder if every town for gun safety is aware, you know, the un-Americans, the moms demand action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way. That a lady who's locked and loaded, armed, can actually save a man from a brutal beating. Locked and loaded lady saves boyfriend from brutal beating. Jennifer, this happened in Macomb. It's either Macomb or Macomb Township. I believe it's Macomb Township, Michigan, in a trailer park last week. It quickly escalated to violent proportions, but when Bonnie LaRose saw her longtime boyfriend being brutally beaten by his neighbor, she grabbed her gun in order to save his life. What happened here?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. This guy, Steve Miller, he was out, he was using a leaf blower to clean up around his yard, around his mobile home. And, his neighbor comes out while he's doing this. They're in a trailer park, like you mentioned, so their houses are really close together, and I guess they were just separated. Like, there was two driveways side by side and then a sidewalk in between, and that's all that separated the two properties. So he's out there, you know, cleaning up his yard with a leaf blower, and his neighbor, Jerry Thomas Fitch, I guess, comes out and just starts yelling at the guy, just screaming about leaves being on his driveway and whatnot. The neighbor was highly intoxicated, they said. Miller's plan was, you know, when he got all finished, he was going to clean up, you know, all of the leaves. He wasn't just going to leave them there on the guy's driveway, but he never got a chance to explain that or anything. But, you know, I think with it being so close together, it just, you know, I mean, you're blowing leaves. But so anyway, the neighbor just came at him and just started wailing on him, just started just beating him in the head and knocked him down to the ground, had him pinned down to the ground and was just beating him. And so then his girlfriend, you know, she went and grabbed her .38 revolver and came back out and separated them. And she told the neighbor, you know, she was standing over her boyfriend and she told, she said he was about 5 feet away. And she told him that if he came any closer, that she would shoot and kill him. She said, you know, she made it very clear that that was her intention. So he decided it was probably in his best interest to go back into his house.
So, yeah, he wasn't that intoxicated, was he, when he was looking down the muzzle of a .38 revolver?
Well, that's real sobering, I'm sure.
Well, it, you know, sure it is. I'm sure it is. And you know something else, too, that's a couple things worked to her advantage. Number one, he wasn't intoxicated enough that the gun didn't do its job without her having to pull the trigger. So she's right. Very, very fortunate there. In many cases, someone who is highly intoxicated or on drugs isn't going to think about it or might not even feel the pain of a gunshot.
Right.
In the middle of mortal combat, that may not happen. She was very, very fortunate there. But at the same time, another takeaway from this is evidence of the .38 caliber gun being the equalizer that we know it to be. Because
right.
There's no doubt in my mind from the photographs I'm looking at on here that Miller could have undoubtedly, or Fitch, whatever his name is, could have undoubtedly beat her senseless had she not been armed.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, the Steve Miller guy, he ended up with severe head trauma. He had a skull fracture. They said that he had been beaten so badly that his brain was actually pushed to one side of his skull.
With
his hands.
Yeah, well, hands are weapons.
Right, right.
So when we hear the term unarmed, takeaway
right.
number three from this, thanks for mentioning that. When we hear that Michael Brown was unarmed,
right.
Get your head out of the sand.
Uh-huh.
Don't be that headline surfer idiot. Michael
right.
Brown was attempting to disarm and kill a police officer. Yeah, hands are weapons. In fact, Ficht, whatever his name was, let's just call him Scumbag, was arrested and charged with assault with intent to commit great bodily harm, less than murder, a felony worth up to 10 years in prison. He's being held on a $10,000 bond. Here's the thing. Well, how was he was unarmed. How could he commit great bodily harm?
Right.
There we go again, of course, making that point that not having a gun in your hand doesn't mean you're unarmed and not dangerous. Yet again,
right.
The lie, the Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot, lie, disproven time after time after time. And here we go again. We've got time for another one. I love these things with you. I absolutely love these things.
Mm-hmm.
Homeowner fends off intruders days after purchasing gun. Wow. Funny how that happens. This
yeah.
happened right up the road from me in Chattanooga. You wrote about this just 3 days ago. Clue us in. We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, this guy, I guess he had been targeted for burglaries a few times in the past. So he purchased a gun. And I think it was just a few days later, There was actually four guys. He didn't know until later on, but there were two guys that broke into his house, and one of them was armed with a tire iron, and the other one had a can of mace. The one guy was spraying him with the mace, and they kept telling him, you know, give us your money, give us your cash, whatever, and the guy, you know, wasn't complying. So the one criminal told the other guy, you know, that he needed to start beating them with a tire iron. So, but like before he was ever hit or anything, the homeowner, he was able to get his gun from wherever it was. And, he said he just racked the slide and he said the sound was enough to scare him off. So, they left, and he said, you know, that he didn't want to hurt anybody. He just wanted them to leave him alone, you know? So I don't think that they ever caught these guys though. No, they didn't. It ended up later on that he found out there was four guys. He actually had a camera on his back porch that
right.
captured images of all of them. And he said that they were all huddled up together in the yard, and then two of them went off somewhere else, he thought maybe to another house or something. So somewhere around there was two more guys lurking that he never even knew about until after he looked at the video, which in itself is pretty scary. So
here's something from this that I really liked. He said he was being beaten. He had gotten sprayed with mace. The other one was demanding money from him, and one suspect sprayed him with mace. He told the second suspect to hit Buckland with the tire iron, as you said, because he wasn't complying. But before he was hit, Buckland reached for his pistol and racked the slide. And he's quoted as saying the sound was enough to scare them off. Now, you know, I have my own opinion on that.
Yeah.
An unloaded gun, as far as I'm concerned, is might as well be a hammer.
Right.
In this case, it worked for him, so I'm not going to question him at all. And he certainly did the right thing by doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to fend off what he didn't even know at the time was four attackers. He thought it was two. Right. It was four. And you know that conversation went, oh, expletive, expletive, expletive. He's got a gun. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And out the door they went. Why? Because mace and a tire iron, at that moment in time when the equalizer was picked up, became no match for an individual with firepower.
Uh-huh.
They didn't feel like taking him on for whatever reason, so they bolted. Hopefully these guys get caught, and maybe you can, you know, it sure would be nice to write about them being popped. But it's interesting, he says here, and this is the sadness of this. This is when crime hits home. Jennifer, you've written enough of these to know this. He said he had just purchased a gun mere days prior to the break-ins. He didn't want to hurt anybody, just wanted him to leave him alone. Suspects left, and although they didn't take anything from the home, Buckland said they robbed him and his family of the most important thing of all, and that's their sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
He took it from them. They don't feel safe in their home anymore.
Yep.
It's coming up on the holidays. And he says, and I'm quoting him, my daughter has a birthday coming up. We're just trying to have nice holidays and get stuff for our family. And then this happened. It just kind of puts a damper on everything. Yeah, it does put a damper on everything. Criminals will tend to do that. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for being here. Looking forward to having you back next week. Welcome home. We're glad you're back. Yeah, thanks for being here. Looking forward to continuing Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses. Until you hear Jennifer next on the program, you can read everything she writes at guns.com, guns.com. Jennifer, thank you very much. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.